How much longer can America let the Republicans put party before country? This president has undermined our democracy for far too long. On November 3rd, let your voice be heard. In a time when it seems like there's more divide than ever, Alabama and America took a chance on unity. The results? We made history together. And Senator Doug Jones kept his promise.
Mitch McConnell recently blocked two election security bills from being voted on.
I stopped Democrats from passing an election law bill through the Senate.
But can we trust this administration to defend our free elections?
We need the Montana values of Mike Cooney. As lieutenant governor, he expanded health care access for 90,000 Montanans and created the middle-class jobs that will steer our economy through this crisis.
In 2015, Lindsey Graham came to his senses about Donald Trump.
I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office.
But as soon as Trump took his seat in the White House, he became a huge fan.
President Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize and then some.
Lindsey Graham will side with anyone to get reelected.
You've heard Susan Collins brag about the PPP bill she wrote. But what she doesn't tell you is that she wrote a special loophole that allowed out-of-state businesses to get millions. He promised it would disappear on its own.
It's like a miracle. It will disappear. It'll go away.
But as he continues to ignore science, his new strategy...
Slow the testing down, please.
Donald Trump is just plain dangerous.